This is shir number 1 for Daf Zayin Maseches Nazir, and Zayin and Aleph towards the top of the page of the Mishnah. Omar Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola, Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana. A person says, behold, I'm a Nazir Gedola, we have to spell, that means large Nazirus, long Nazirus, Nazir Achas Ketana, behold, I'm a Nazir for a smaller Nazirus, we have to see what that means. Afilu Mikan Ba'atzof Olam, even if he took a Nazirus where he said, I'm going to be a Nazir, behold, from here until the end of the world, in all of these cases, the Gedola, Tana, and at Mikan Vatsof Olam, Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's only a Nazir for 30 days. So before we try to understand what's happening in the Mishnah, which is a debate amongst the Rishonim, let's ask the Gemara's question. Ask the Gemara, why is it that in the third case, where he says Mikan Vatsof Olam, why is he only a Nazir for 30 days? Take a look at the Rosh on Vavim Abayis, two lines from the bottom. Va'amai Vatsof Olam Kamar, he said, from now for the rest of the world. The Umashba, does that not imply Shekibel Olav Nazirus Atzof Olamo? Isn't he saying I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life? So why is he not a Nazir for the rest of his life? Why is he a Nazir only for Shloshim Yom when he says Nikan Vatzof Olam? So again, the Gemara says Amai Vahamikan Vatzof Olam Kamar. Answers the Gemara Hachi Kamar. Aricha Lihadam Milsa. This matter of Nazirus, abstaining from wine and not cutting my hair, it feels so long to me, Kimikan Vatsof Olam, like from here until the end of the world. From either the journey from here to the end of the world or the rest of my life. The point here is that, no, we don't interpret his words as Mikan Vatsof Olam for the rest of my life. We interpret it as, it's as long, for the rest of my life or the journey from here to the end of the world, however long that is, that's what Nazirus feels like to me. But I'm only, when I say Hareini Nazir, I only mean I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days. It's just going to feel like Mikan Vatsof Olam. So how do we understand that? Take a look. Is that really what I know he meant that? We're interpreting to mean that? That the likelihood is that what he means? So you take a look at the Rosh, Arichuli, two lines from the bottom of Vavim and Beis. Arichuli, Nazirus Achas Shekibalti Olai, this one Nazirus that I took upon myself, only a 30-day term. Kaved Olai, but it's so heavy to me. Domeli, it's akin ki'ilu hu atzof olam. It's like the rest of my life, or the journey from here to the end of the world. V'kevin dematzina l'terutza diburei ha'chi hava. Since that's the way we could interpret his words, then that's what it's going to be. D'stam nazir l'hakel. Comes to nazirus, generally, we make him. So what he's saying is like this, not that the likelihood is that's what he meant, but because we have that possibility that that's what he means, we're able to be makel. We don't assume he's taking a Nazirus for the rest of his life, but rather he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days. Tosfos understands this a little bit differently. Take a look at Tosfos Ra'amai on Zayim and Aleph, the second to last Tosfos. He says like this. He says, if you look halfway down, De'imhu ritzon olam ar mikan vatsof olam, if he really meant I'm going to be a Nazir for the rest of my life, meaning, if he meant Mikan from here, the journey from here to the end of the world, so then he shouldn't have said that. He should have given you the number. Takes 500 years to travel the whole world, whatever that means. Chazal speak about that. So he knows that number. So if you really want to say, I'm going to be Nazir for the rest of my life, you could have said for the rest of my life. You could have said the 500 years. You know that number. Why do you say Mikan to Atzof and some focus on the word Mikan? From here till the end of the world. So obviously, says Tosfos, the likelihood is the probability is that that's what he means. I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 days. But it feels like Mikan Vatsof Olam, because it's unlikely that Mikan Vatsof Olam means that for the rest of my life, because otherwise he would have specified the number of how long does it take to travel the whole world. He knows that number. So as opposed to the Rosh who says, no, we don't really know what he meant, but we have the right to be to interpret his words to Lakula, to be lenient and give him 30 days. Says Tosfos, no, the likelihood is that's what he meant. So says the Gemara like this. Tanan, so now this is a Mishnah which we'll have on Chesed and Aleph. You can look at that Mishnah actually. It's a little halfway down in that Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Hareini Nazir Mikan An Makom Ploni. So here's it sounds like a similar language. I'm going to be Nazir from here until there. So you would say, what does that mean? Oh, well, how long does it take the distance from here to there? So that's how long you should be a Nazir. So, but yet, when it came to our Mishnah interprets Mikan Batzof Olam. It's not exactly the same phrase. That's Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. That's the next Mishnah, Chesem and Aleph. Our Mishnah here in Zayin HaMalaf is Mikan Batzof Olam. But we assume he means it's as long as it takes to travel, you know, the whole world, or the rest of my life, whatever it is. But it's really Nazirus for 30 days. And yet there, the Mishnah says, when someone says, behold, I'm a Nazir from here until Makom Ploni, Omdin Kama Yomim Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. So then we have to assess, we have to evaluate, okay, how long does it take to travel from here to there? And so let's figure it out. If it's Bachos Mishloshim, it takes less than 30 days, so Nazir Shloshim Yom. It can't be a Nazir for less than 30 days. So obviously, his Nazir is for 30 days. It takes 10 days to travel. I mean, we assume when we're speaking about the amount of Naziris, it corresponds to the number of days of travel. So if it's Bachos Mishloshim Yom, Nazir Shloshim Yom. But let's say that it takes longer than 30 days. So Nazir kin minyan hayom. He's a Nazir for that number of days that it takes to travel. So we should be able to see the difficulty with the interpretation. That Mishnah seems to tell me that when I say Mikan Va'ad, whatever it is, Makom Ploni, our Mishnah Sofa Olam, we should take the number and assume that he's the Nazir for that number of days. So says the Gemara, V'eima Hachanami Arichali Hamilsa Kimikan Va'ad Makom Ploni. Why would I not interpret his words? And remember, think about, let's say, like the Rush. If that's a possibility as an interpretation, should we not be lenient and say Zanazir only for 30 days? Maybe what he meant, Mikan Makom Ploni, it's very, it's a long trip, takes 100 days, whatever, it's more than 30 days. Maybe he means the Nazirus that I'm taking upon myself right now for 30 days that I want to take upon myself happens to be difficult for me, and it's as long, it's as lengthy, it's going to feel like the trip, Mikan Makom Ploni. So how do we reconcile that? So Amar Rava, I'll tell you the difference. You're right that in general we can interpret and be lenient following the Rush's logic and assume, interpret his words that he's a Nazir only for 30 days. And when he says, Mikan va'ah this, Ad Makom Ploni, Sofa Olam, etc., that's just an exaggeration. That's just really telling us what Nazirus feels like to him or is going to feel like to him. Nonetheless, Amar Rava Shechzik Baderech, that Mishnah Chesem and Aleph, where we say, we count the number of days it takes to go from here to there, and those are the number of days that he's going to be a Nazir, is where he already was Machzik Baderech. He already went on, started his trip. Maybe he's already have, everything's on plan, the trip is already planned. Once he is starting his trip, everything's planned, the bags are packed, or starts going, whatever it is, leaves the house. So at that point, what does he mean when he says Hareini Nazir Mikan Vad Sof Vad Makom Ploni? Clearly, that's what he means. He's on his way. And obviously, that neder is assuming that he's taking his years for the amount of time it takes to go on that trip. So before we go on to the Gemara, it's worthwhile go back to the Mishnah to try to interpret our Mishnah. The first phrases, because what did it mean when we say Mikan Vad Sof Olam? It's not speaking about a guy who's machzik baderech, so it's really sitting in his house. And it's Hareini Nazir Mikan Vad Sof Olam. We assume he means for it's, you know, Nazirus is only 30 days, but it's a long trip. It feels like that duration is very long. It's very difficult for me. So now let's go back to the first case in the Mishnah. It says Hareini Nazir Achas Gedola or Hareini Nazir Achas Ketana. He's a Nazir for 30 days. What does he mean by that? So take a look at Tosfos. This is the third Tosfos down. Kolomar, what does Tosfos say? Loshna ki amar gedola, loshna ki amar ketana, makes no difference. V'afilu amar mikan vad sofa olam. And even if he said, that's very gedola, lo avinazir elo shloshim yom. Ugedola, the gedola that he's saying, you know what that means? Kolomar, gadol olayan eziros. It's big for me. It's large. The tricha alai. It's a lot of trouble for me. It's not easy. Oh, kitana, klomar, delo tricho la klal. Kitana means, it's simple for me. That's the way to interpret it. Yeah, feeling me kan ba so far along. And even from that would be really good. It's so difficult, me kan ba so far along. The Gemara Mefaresh, the tricho va richo le milsuki me kan ba so far along. What does that phrase mean? It means this is as difficult as long as it takes to travel the whole world. So, So what Tosis is saying is that the whole Mishnah needs to be interpreted like this. The Gemara's answer really reflects not only the last phrase, but all the phrases in the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mefarish, and other Rishonim learn this way as well. Amar harini nozi achas ketana lo tehei pechusa mishloshim yom. Achas ketana, a nazir achas ketana, one nazirus, that's small. He's saying, oh, that can't be less than 30 days, which means ketana may mean even a real small nazirus. I don't know, 2 days. There's no such thing. You're a nazir for a minimum of 30 days. De'afilu amar hareini nazir yom echad. So if you say ketana, small term, doesn't matter, it's automatically 30 days, even if you meant for it to be less than that. Or case number two in the Mishnah, although in our Mishnah, our Gersa is case number one. Shamar hari nazir achas gedola. Afilu amar shetehei gedola mikan v'atzof olam. Harei ze eino nazir elo shloshim yom. Kedama Gemara, as the Gemara says. Di amar achi mashmi. You know what that means? You know what that implies? Damar aricho alei hadon nazirus to shloshim mikan v'atzof olam. This 30-day nazirus feels like forever. So the Mefarish, the two important points. Number one, is the Gersa is reversed. And which makes a lot more sense according to what he's saying. The Mishnah says, according to him, Harini Nazir Ketana, you know what that means? That refers to a term of 10 days, 20 days, whatever it is, guess what? One day. Halacha is it's 30 days. That's number one. Then, or if he says, Harini Achas Gedola, continuation, Afilu, now the word Afilu actually makes a lot more sense, that Afilu follows Gedola, not follows Ketana. Even mikan v'atzof olam, even so gedola that it's from here to the end of the world, what is that? He's a nazir for 30 days. So ketana means one thing. Ketana means a small term. Gedola means this is difficult for me, just like mikan v'atzof olam. Mikan v'atzof olam is just an extended gedola. So according to the Mefarish, we understand ketana means one thing. They're not parallel. Ketana means a small term. Gedola doesn't mean a large term. It means it's difficult for me. So you understand very well why Tosfos would interpret the Gemara, the Mishnah not that way, that both ketana and gedola mean the same idea, that ketana means it's easy for me, and gedola means it's difficult for me. Either way, you're in Azir for 30 days. The difficulty with the Gersa we have, of course, is why would you say Gedola first, then Ketana, and then Afilu, right? Afilu should follow Gedola. So that's some debate that you have in the Rishonim, how to read the Mishnah. So let's go back into the Gemara, because we're not finished. The Gemara now asks, hold on, we have this person who said, I'm going to take the case where different ways to interpret this. We'll follow some Rishonim who say this is a continuation of how do we interpret the Mishnah Chesam and Aleph, where the person says, Harini Nazi Bikan al Makom Ploni. What do we say? He's a Nazi. Oh, well, he's Hechzik Baderach already, so then obviously we're talking about someone who is speaking about the number of days that it takes, the duration to travel, and therefore that's the number of days he's going to be a Nazi. Ask the Gemara of Alev Echol Parsa Uparsa. Why don't we say that each Parsa, is 4 kilometers approximately, each Parsa should have a step, and it has significance for Tfilas HaDerech. If you're going on a trip, minimum 4 parsas, say Tfilas HaDerech. So another is of Halacha. So maybe we should say that each Parsa he travels, there's a separate Nazirus. He doesn't mean Mikan, Makom Ploni, the amount of days it takes to travel from here to there. Let's say it's 100 days. Okay, I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. No, maybe Mikan, Makom Ploni means I'm going to take upon myself separate Nazirios, different 30-day terms of Nazirus, depending on how many parsas. So if he's going to, if it's 10 parsas there, he's going to be a Nazir 30 separate terms of Nazirus. Maybe that's what he means. If you take a look at the Rosh on Zayin Amud Aleph, the lema about 5-6 lines down, the lema called Parsa Uparsa Havi Nazir. Oh, maybe he's a Nazir for a separate term of 30 for each Parsa. Amikan v'anmakom ploni kapar. The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah Chesam Adav. On that case, where you told me he's a Nazir, if it takes 100 days to travel, he's going to be a Nazir for 100 days. Maybe the name of the Kibel Olav Minyan Nazirus, the Minyan Parsos Anmakom ploni. So maybe that's what he had in mind. If you turn to Zion and the Bays, the Taptosis here says, Vlevi kol parsa parsa, that's not referring to the Mishnah on Chesam and Aleph, but rather Amas Nisim Parah. It's actually asking on our Mishnah. Ki Omar Mikan Vad Sofa Olam. When he said from here to the end of the world, why are you assuming, oh, it's difficult for me, like a traveling end of the world? Maybe Nachshav Kama Parsa at Sofa Olam, Leminyan Sha'olam, Ma'alach Hamesh Me'el Shana. Well, okay, figure out. It takes to, how many parsos do you have in the traveling the whole world, which Tosos we already saw. Oh, it takes 500 years. Okay, Vishema Dimin, that's a lot of Nazirios. Vishema Dimina Nazirios Kabbalah like Kiminyan Parsos. Luchumra, to be strict, so he's gonna have 30 for his whole life. He's gonna count 30 days Nazirios, then 30 days Nazirios, etc. Volomatsinon, Lifrushe Lahakim. And we can't interpret it to that in a lenient type of way. That's the way we should interpret this, says the Gemara. So either way, whether this is a question on the next Mishnah, on the Psak there, or the question on our Mishnah, meaning why is the next Mishnah telling me it's of the number of days of travel, that's how long is the Nazir, or is why is our Mishnah saying when he says, Mikan Asof Olam means, oh, it's difficult for me, it's only 30 days, maybe he's taking a lot of Nazirios for each and every Parsa, so Amar Av Papa, Ba'asra de lo money Parse. Now the Mishnah is speaking about a case to places where they don't count distance by parsa, right? Some people count by parsa, some people don't count by other things. So they didn't use parsos. Okay, well, then that obviously prepares us for another question. Vilevi kol avna va'avna. So maybe it should be separate naziris for each avna. What's an avna? Different explanation. Maybe each town, maybe each day, that's avna. Maybe each malone, each inn, lodging place along the way. Either way, you have the same idea. Why are you assuming, let's say, following the rush, why are you assuming that is if it takes a certain amount of time to travel, so it's going to be according to that number of days. And according to this, we'll explain that to Malone. Maybe it's not based on days, maybe it's based on each avna. Or better, he's not a Nazir for 100 days, based on the 100 days that it takes to travel. Maybe he should take upon himself separate Nazirios for each and every day of travel. Why is each and every day of travel a day of Nazirios? Maybe it's a term of Nazirios. Or how many towns that they have along the way. Same idea. After all, Milo Tana, do we not have in the Mishnah? This is also on Chesamon Aleph. It says, Harini Nazir Ka'afar Aretz. I'm going to be Nazir as much as the dirt on the ground. V'chisaro Shir, according to the hair on my head. Ukecholai, I like the sand on the sea. Obviously, something that you're too difficult to count. He's a Nazir forever, and he shaves him, he has the right to shave every 30 days, which means this is, what does it mean, a Nazir Olam? Not the classic, the official Nazir Olam of Avshalom, but he's going to be a Nazir forever. But a Nazir forever, not that his whole life without shaving, like a Nazir Shimshon, he should be a Nazir. He's taking on many terms of Nazirus. And what he means is, and each and every 30 days, he's able to shave. If that's true, but he's a Nazir forever. So why do we have a limit on, oh, maybe he means, he's a Nazir for 100 days because it's 100 days to travel there. No, maybe that's not what it means. It means each and every day is a separate term of Naziris, or each and every town or Malone is a separate term of Naziris. So that is going to be, so the same way it meant that over there, well, Kentis Aroshi Kafara Aretz, that's certainly a number he's going to be Nazir for the rest of his life. If how many avnas are there, how many towns, or how many lodging hotels are on the way, okay, or how many days till he gets to that place, okay, that may be less, but either way, it shouldn't be just 100 days, it should be 100 terms of Nazirus. Or it shouldn't be, if we're going back to our Mishnah, according to the Tosfos interprets, why are you saying, oh, he's only Nazir for 30 days because it's as difficult as 30 days. That's what he meant, Mikan Asof Olam. No, Mikan Asof Olam means the amount of days till then, and that should be the number of terms of Nazirus. And or maybe the number of towns or lodging places. Either way, why is it only 30 days? After all, when it comes to Sa'aroshi, Afar Aretz, there we don't say, well, no, he really means he's giving an exaggerated term. He just means to be a Nazir for 30 days. So the Gemara gives you the general rule when we know it's going to be 30 and when we know he may be a Nazir forever, we have to count. Kol milsa de isbe kitzusa lo ketani. Anything that isbe kitzusa has a fixed amount, so that is not included in the Mishnah. Where we say, okay, you have a series of 30-day Nazirios for a long, long period of time. So that's what? The case of the Mishnah, Afara Aretz, Saroshi, that's unless Bekitzusa, that doesn't have a fixed amount. You have a fixed amount, there's a travel from here to there, so then that doesn't mean many consecutive zeros in a row. Then we're going to count, or we're going to say, you mean it's difficult, whatever it is. But the reason why Sa'aro Shin Afarat is different, because that doesn't have Kitzus, there's no fixed amount. And the Gemara actually brings a life. So Hatanya, listen to this price. Harini Nazir Kol Yomai, Kol Yomei Chayai, Harini Nazir Olam, Harezin Nazir Olam. My whole life? Or Nazir Olam, I'm going to be a Nazir. He's going to be Nazir Olam. Afilu Meir Shana, Afilu Elif Shanim. What if he says, oh, he gives me a limit. Let's say I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 years. 100 years, it gives you a number. Elif Shanim. Now that's longer than his life, let's say, but it's nonetheless a fixed amount. Ein Zenizir Olam. Ela Nazir Lo'olam. Now what's the difference between those two things? So remember, the Nazir Olam is that it's consecutive 30 days of Nazirios for the rest of his life. That's when he says, Kol Yimei Chayai. You can't count that. We don't know, it's not a fixed amount. That's less Bekitzusa. That's like Sa'ar Roshi, that's like Afara Oz. But if he gives a number, Meir Shana, Elef Shanim, there you have a fixed number. Okay, you can count that. Now, we know he lives more, he's not going to live 1,000 years. But nonetheless, he gives a fixed number, that's what we call Isbekitsusa. Then that's not a series of consecutive 30 days of Naziris, that's just one long Naziris corresponding to that number. So, he's going to be a Nazir le'olam, a Nazir forever, but not cutting his hair each and every 30 days and starting again. It's true, he'll be a Nazir his whole life, but it's very different. If you take a look at the Rosh, a bit of less than halfway down, he says like this, Kol dibra masel kol milsa di'is le'kitzusa lo'kitana. Have a fixed amount, then we don't speak about the series of consecutive Nazirios. Dover sheish lo kitzva kamo mikan van makom poloni. Lo amrinon sheyikabel alav Nazirios kiminyan hayyamim shemikan ad oso makom. Now what we're saying is that ad makom poloni has a fixed amount. You can count from what's the distance here to there. And as Tosa says, even the distance of the whole world, 500 years. That's a fixed number. That's like saying I'm a Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years. But Sa'aro Shi Afar Aretz, that's not a fixed number. There's no way to know exactly how much. You're not able to count that. That's not what people aren't able to, we don't view that as a count. Therefore, when is Afar Aretz and Sa'aro Shi, then it's consecutive Nazirios. But if it's a fixed distance, a fixed number, Makom Ploni, or our case, Meir Shana, Elif Shanim in this Brisa, so then that's a fixed amount. So then we'll say it's going to be one long term of oneness. So again, he says, Komel, so from the beginning of the Rosh, Komel, so the Isle Kitzusa lo Kitani, Davashesh lo Kitzva, Kimo Mikan, Van Makom Poloni, that has Kitzva. Lo Amrini Shi Kabel of Nazirus, Kiminyan Hayomim, Shemikan, and also Makom. We don't expect that you're taking upon yourself multiple Nazirios each 30 days from here till there. Avol Sa'arva, Afar, Vachol, but hair, dirt, sand. Davashe, ain't lo Kitzva, that doesn't have a fixed amount. Ain't lo Marshi, Kabel Nazirus, Kabel of Nazirus. Achas kiminyanam. You're not accepting upon yourself one Nazirus term according to that number. Ki ein lahem minyan, because they don't have a number. Hilkach vaday chiluk nazir yesh kan l'chol echon Nazirus echon. He must be dividing Nazirus for the rest of his life. That's the way we turn. Then he goes on to tell you that this is commenting on the Mishnah, which is what Tosu said.